Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Taniqua. How may I help you?
Yes, I received my Discover bill today, and it had two charges on there that I didn't order from you, and I was just wanting to talk to you about that.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code?
Yes, 65714.
May I have your first and last name?
First name is Gloria. Last name is Galogli.
Right. And can you verify your shipping address for me?
1131 Care Avenue, Nixa, Missouri.
All right, ma'am. So I do have the discount access for you. And I am seeing that you did purchase that Lavish Grace skincare cream and serum, which is some facial cream that helps reduce fine lines and wrinkles.
Yeah, I didn't order that. That's the only problem.
You didn't order any of these?
No, I ordered the sample, and I got those.
Yeah, ma'am. So, Miss Gloria, it was a 14-day trial offer with a 30-day supply. Whereas if you didn't call in within the 14-day period to cancel, they would have billed you the full retail price of their product, which is the $85.90 and the $94.90 charge that you're seeing on your bank statement, ma'am.
Yeah, has that been shipped already?
So they charged you for their product that you already have.
No, I didn't get any product other than the small samples. They charged me for the samples.
Yes, ma'am. So they charged you for those samples since you didn't call in to cancel.
Okay, I got the samples. They were $4.95 or $5.95, something like that. But where did the 84 and the 95 come from? That I did not order.
Yes, ma'am. So it was a 14-day trial with a 30-day supply, and you didn't call in within that 14-day period to cancel. So they billed you for that product that you have, which is that trial product that you paid the $4.95 and $5.95 for.
Well, that's strange because I read nothing on the when I ordered the samples, I read nothing about a 14-day trial.
Yeah, ma'am, Miss Gloria. I apologize that you missed that on our website. But it was that 14-day trial offer is what they billed you for. But Miss Gloria, I can offer you a 35% discount off all future orders if you're interested.
No, I would be interested in not having any shipments sent to me of any of your product. That's what I want. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, Miss Gloria. I'm still here. One more moment. Miss Gloria. Would you be interested in a 50% discount off all future orders?
No, what I want is for your company to refund my Discover card what you charge me. I don't have any of your product here other than the samples. So I'm not going to pay over $100 for something I don't even have.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Gloria. Again, they billed you for that product that you have initially, which is that trial product that you have.
That is crazy because that little half ounce could not be $95.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Gloria. I apologize that you feel that way, but that product is what the company charged, $94.90 and
Well,
$85.90.
there was nothing about that. And what it said is for the trial size, I paid $5.95, and for $4.95, I got the second one. That I paid for. And that was supposed to be just a sample product to get me introduced to the product. I understand that. There was nothing. nothing that I read that said anything about paying $95 for a little bottle, a half ounce of something.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Gloria. And again, I apologize that you feel that way. And unfortunately, I can't initiate you a refund for those charges because those charges are valid to the fact that you are out of trial for their product. But I can offer you a 75% discount off all future orders if you're interested.
No, that's not what I want. What I want is a refund of that total amount other than the $5.95 and $4.95. And I'm working with Discover Card to make that happen.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Gloria. Again, I apologize that you missed that on our website. I am going to get this account canceled out for you. Just allow me one moment.
Okay.
They try to slip them. All right, one more moment, Ms. Gloria.
Yes, that's fine. Scam.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ms. Gloria, so I do have this account canceled out for you, so you won't receive any future billings or shipments. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Okay, are you telling me I don't owe that 84 and that 95 that's already been posted to my account?
Yes, ma'am. Those charges are valid, and you will have to call back with the bank on the line for you to get a refund for those charges.
And how do I didn't understand that. How do I get the refund?
So you will have to call back with the bank on the line.
The bank?
Yes, ma'am. Call back with the bank on the line, Ms. Gloria.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Yes, ma'am. You're fine.
It was charged to my Discover card. So how am I going to get a refund?
Yes, ma'am. So call back with the Discovery people on the line, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's noise, and I'm having a hard time hearing. Could you repeat that?
Yes, ma'am. So call back with your Discovery card people on the line.
Call the Discover?
Yes, ma'am.
And what do I tell them?
Call back with them on the line, ma'am.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not understanding what you're telling me I should do.
Call Discovery and do a three-way call. Just call them back. Call
and
back with them on the line.
Okay, you want me to call them, and then they in turn call you? Is that how it works?
Right.
Okay. And that will, the purpose is to get it taken off our bill, right?
Right.
I gotcha. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling customer support. Have a nice day.
Bye.